KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the girls' state soccer semifinals were held yesterday in Class 1A play. Top seed Davenport Assumption is on to the championship with a 5-1 win over Nevada. And Des Moines Christian beat Gilbert 2-1 to advance. In 2A, top seed Waverly Shellrock wins 5-1 over Spencer. And Dallas Center Grimes beats Norwalk 1-0. In Class 3A, the top seed West Des Moines Valley moves on with a 2-1 win over Ankeny Centennial, while Ankeny defeats Waukee 2-1. That sets up Friday's finals. They'll play tomorrow in the championships at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's the 1A title match. Top seed Davenport Assumption facing number 6 Des Moines Christian. In Class 2A at 12:30 on Friday, top seed Waverly Shellrock will battle Dallas Center Grimes for the crown. And Class 3A at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, number 1 seed West Des Moines Valley will face 7th seed in Ankeny for the championship. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference has announced its girls all-conference soccer teams for this season, and a couple of Atlantic girls made the squad, including Jada Jensen, who was a unanimous first-team selection, the sophomore forward for Atlantic, helping to lead that first team. Quinn Grubbs of Atlantic, also a first-team selection. Other unanimous first-team picks include Nora Doherty of Glenwood and Avery Blasdell, also of Glenwood. Harlan's Reagan Wicks was a unanimous first-team pick. Ella Klusman of St. Albert also was a unanimous first-team pick. Other first-teamers include Bailey Gibbons of Denison-Sleswig, also Kelly Embry of Glenwood. Lewis Central's Hannah Estrada, Hope Jensen, Haley Bach, Taylor Gregory, and Hannah Lucy all were first-team picks, along with Hannah Dowdy of Lewis Central and McKenna Shepherd of St. Albert, also a first-team pick. Macy Waters of Atlantic was a second-team selection this season. Some other second-teamers include Harlan's Kaya Beaker, and also in the honorable mention selections, Lindy Eblin of Atlantic, Edria Brummer, and Aubrey Geyer of Atlantic all were honorable mention picks on this year's squad. Darby Argetsinger, Claire Schmitz of Harlan also were honorable mention selections this season. In high school softball play around the area last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert beating Thomas Jefferson 5-1. Underwood beat Harlan 4-2. Southwest Valley over Red Oak 11-5. And Riverside shut out Shenandoah 7-0. Kenna Ford with a two-hitter for the Bulldogs. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Macy Emgarten tossed a three-hitter, 12 strikeouts as she led Exira EHK to a 3-0 win over Cam. Also, it was Arweva beating Whiting 9-1, Boyer Valley over Woodbine 4-1, West Harrison beat Glen Ralston 9-0. From the Corner Conference, Griswold a 7-3 winner over East Union. McKenna Asklund had a 3-run homer to help out the Tigers' effort last night. Stanton beat Orient Maxburg 5-1. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Lennox over East Mills 15-0. Earlham over Nottoway Valley 12-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Panorama 6-1. Also ADM over Winterset 6-2. Perry beat Carroll 5-4. In boys baseball action last night from the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside, a winner over East Mills 9-8 was the final. Also, Tri-Center beat Southwest Valley 12-2. Underwood over Kemper Catholic 6-5. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Cam over Exira EHK 10-5. Lane Speaker with a 3-run home run last night to help Cam put that one away. Arweva beat Whiting 15-1. Boyer Valley over Woodbine 9-6. Coon Rapids Bayard took two from IKM Manning 10-4 and 5-0. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Orient Maxburg 22-9. In Pride of Iowa Conference baseball last night, Nottoway Valley a 9-1 winner over Earlham. Also, Panorama beat Martinsdale St. Mary's by a 15-7 final. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber reported during a meeting of the school board last night that work is on track for play to begin in the next 5 days or so at the renovated Atlantic baseball and softball fields.
We did mention that we're working on trying to get our first baseball-softball game down at the new facility next Tuesday. We got a few things that need to be accomplished, and later on today, if we check all the boxes, Mr. Mitchell will be sending out a press release indicating kind of what's going to happen next Tuesday if we're able to get to the safety level that we need to be for our participants and our spectators.
That includes installation of padded backstops on both the baseball and softball fields. Those are currently on back order out of New York, and Barber said it's not clear when they will arrive.
You know, everybody's been anxious and excited, and we just haven't got to the finish line. So hopefully it's not going to be perfect, but we feel like it's going to be safe for our baseball and softball players, and it's going to be a wonderful facility to watch baseball and softball, and we're just excited to get started with that.
In other news from the board meeting last night, they approved the hiring of the next boys' head basketball coach.
We've approved Derek Hall, who's been a freshman coach. He's been a cross-country coach, a football coach, a track coach, and he's also our athletic enhancement summer supervisor as well. And we think Derek is going to do a good job for that program moving forward, and we're pretty excited to recommend him for our next head basketball coach.
That's Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber. Derek Hall takes over that position from Jeff Ebling, who recently resigned to take the head coaching position at Indianola. Hall was an all-state basketball player at Denison High School, where he graduated in 2013. Hall went on to play college football at Morningside. He was hired by the Atlantic School District the year of his graduation. Hall teaches sixth grade science at the Atlantic Middle School. His immediate family lives in Harlan, where his sister Ashley just graduated and his brother Aiden is entering his junior year. He also has brother Luke that's graduated from college. The Nottoway Valley School District confirmed at their Wednesday school board meeting that Daryl Burmeister will return as the boys' cross-country coach this upcoming fall. That confirmation follows some miscommunication and a bit of controversy after Burmeister retired from teaching this spring. The board issued a statement after the meeting last night. Burmeister has led the cross-country program to five state championships, four of those titles for the boys in 2002, 2015, 2016, and 2017, and one for the girls in 2009. Chase Green will now serve as the girls' cross-country coach. Burmeister had a legendary 600-plus win career as the head boys' basketball coach for Nottoway Valley. He's stepping aside from that post, and Jeremy Blake of Atlantic was recently hired to take over that program. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals snapped a six-game losing slide as they picked up an 8-2 win over the Indians last night. Tyler O'Neill had a couple of homers. He singled and drove in three runs. He also scored three times in that game that was heard here on KJN. Paul Goldschmidt homered. Matt Carpenter had a three-run double as well. Also, the Royals fell for the fifth straight time last night, losing 6-1 to the Angels as Brad Keller took the loss, giving up five runs on eight hits over five and a third innings of work. In other baseball from the majors last night, Rangers beat the Giants in 11 innings, 4-3. It was the A's over the Diamondbacks, 4-0. Cubs beat the Padres, 3-1. Phillies over the Braves, 2-1. Dodgers, 2-1 over the Pirates. Mets were 14-1 winners over the Orioles. Astros beat the Red Sox, 8-3. Reds over the Brewers, 7-3. Nationals beat the Rays in 11 innings, 9-7. The Mariners in 11 over the Tigers, 9-6. Rockies over the Marlins, 4-3. Blue Jays beat the White Sox, 6-2. Yankees over the Twins by a 9-6 final. Philip Rabracha says Iowa's style of play was a major part of his decision to become a Hawkeye. The 6'9 native of Serbia spent the past 3 years at North Dakota and this past season averaged nearly 17 points and 7.5 rebounds.
You know, I know that Iowa likes to play fast, and that's not really something we did at North Dakota. You know, and it's a very free-flowing offense. Everyone is engaged. Everyone has a role to play. Everyone can make decisions and can make plays. So, you know, I wanted to go to a place where this was the case, because I think this is like the best and the most fun brand of basketball.
Rabracha feels the strength of his game is his versatility, and he'll use the extra year of eligibility provided by COVID to pursue a master's degree in finance. That's Check of Sports here this morning.